You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Our 25 Sunday afternoon window is still our high watermark, and while we are indeed busy making sure that the primetime partners all have really good games, you know, at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday for our international partners, good game for our streaming partners, we can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest window, our most viewership, still comes from Sunday afternoon at 4:30. So you got to make sure that every weekend it feels like there's a big game sitting there on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30, and having the Bills in four of them is a testament to the strength of the brand, the star power of the quarterback. I don't think anybody's got more 425 games than the Bills.
He would be the one to know. Mike North from the league. The teams out west do. Like, maybe the Raiders have seven.
They might be 405.
405. That's right.
That's not the national doubleheader window. That's just a 4 o'clock game.
That's right.
425 is the woo window.
And some would call it that, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
The Giants have one.
See if the league wants to get on, but I'll sell it to them.
I'd like to guess which games are 405 and which games are 425 because the NFL nerd grid doesn't differentiate. Like the Giants at Denver in week 7, is that a 405?
That's 405, yeah.
They don't make the 425 threshold.
The New York market, they might give them a 425 here or there.
405 or 425 games week 7. Indianapolis at the Chargers, no. Giants at Denver. Dallas and Washington. Washington at Dallas.
That's 425.
That is so 425.
All day long.
Green Bay at Arizona.
Dallas, Washington.
Yeah, I think you kind of maybe just want one game at 425 each week. There will be times when there are two.
Yep.
Maybe more, but I think you kind of want one. That really is kind of a showcase. Buffalo at Pittsburgh is one of these. 425 week 13. Okay.
I guess.
I guess. I mean,
What is that? I mean, well, how much of what yesterday, you know, ultimately gave us as it pertains to the Steelers is them sort of guessing at Aaron Rodgers to some extent, right? I mean, I don't know if you want to maybe highlight them a little, right? I think I even saw a comment on social media this morning from Mike North saying pretty plainly that their opener would be maybe a primetime game if we knew Aaron Rodgers was there. But we don't know that yet, so we didn't do it.
But at the Jets.
Maybe you had to hedge a little and, you know, throw a couple bones that way because – you know, if he's there and it's, you know, they're decent, they're in the race, then they're going to matter.
Yeah, that I would believe that. Not to say, like, why would I? I'm not suggesting he would be lying or anything, but I get that point. Pittsburgh at the Jets with Rodgers in the Monday night slot, say, instead of Minnesota, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I would believe that. What they did with the Steelers is put their Green Bay home game on Sunday night in week 8. So, if he is there, that's pretty good. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, Sunday night in week 8.
Did you notice this? I don't have it to call up here, but did you happen to see the graphic that would have made the rounds? All the primetime window networks do this. Here's the Sunday Night Football slate. Here's the prime slate. Here's the Monday Night Football slate. And at the end of the Monday Night Football slate, they've got the date is it's a Saturday. It's a try. I had to get a calendar out because I'm counting it up in my head. I'm like, what? They got a doubleheader because there's five Monday Night Football doubleheaders, and four of them are listed. Like you can see, there's two games for certain weeks. The Bills are one of them with this Atlanta game, and they are, by the way, like we guessed yesterday, in the early window for that game. The other game is Washington and who?
Chicago.
Thank you. So that Atlanta game will be 7:15 Monday Night Football. At the bottom, it's January 3rd, doubleheader.
Okay.
And I went like, wow, they're having a Monday night. My first reaction was a Monday night doubleheader at the end of the season. The Sunday night game is the last game of the year. What are they doing? It's a Saturday. So ESPN will have a Saturday double, two games on Saturday, the final weekend of the season.
Okay, but they call it Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
that's
just
the,
part
the
of
name
their,
of the
it's
show.
It's ESPN's calendar, so it's, yeah. But those games are going to be on Saturday.
Well, okay. I mean, there are five games scheduled for that day as of now, including the Peacock game. So two of those five are going somewhere else?
No, you've got the wrong weekend.
Week 17.
No, I'm talking about week 18, the final week of the season.
Okay.
January 3rd.
Okay, right.
Is the Saturday that they're going to have two games.
They did that last year, too.
They did?
Wasn't it Pittsburgh, Baltimore? Two games moved to Saturday in week 18. And then they ended up playing again in the playoffs. Right? They did that. We went out for that Chief game. It was a Saturday when they beat the Raiders or Denver. When they beat Denver to clinch
right.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that could be the Bills.
I guess, yeah. That whole schedule is TBD. Right? That whole weekend. There's nothing that's set in stone there. The Bills-Jets game is TBD. They don't even have a day of the week there. So, yeah, it could be really anything.
This year it was not Pittsburgh. It was Cleveland-Baltimore and maybe Cincinnati-Pittsburgh because it's always going to be division games. Anyway. Yeah, so that's happened before. The Miami point, we hit on this yesterday, and then just for a second with Sal there, getting more standalone games than the Bills. You know, that the way Sal talked, thinking of Mike North again, I guess that's just got to be a household name at this point. like, it's not a slight. The 425 point is
right
fundamental to this. But still, like, that's a lot. That's a pretty heavy interest in the Dolphins.
It is, and I am surprised by that. Like, I'm not put out. I respect the 425 point, and you know, I'm fine with five. I don't feel the need to be like in sort of a status race with anybody in the league. I think the Bills got a very advantageous hand from the league here with the travel and no holiday standalones, no nothing really that out of the ordinary. I mean, everybody's going to get their Thursdays and they've got that. So I feel done pretty well by the league. I'm not sure I understand the Miami interest. Like maybe I'm too dug in on thinking they're going the wrong way. But that's a lot. That's a lot for them. I don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, one
I'm not sure they really rate.
One is Munich. It's kind of like those international games are kind of in their own, they are in their own category.
Right.
And so that's a Sunday morning, no, Spain rather, not Munich. Indianapolis is Munich. Washington versus Miami in Spain, week 11. That'll be the week after the Bills go to Miami. So anyway, there's that game, but night games. At Bills, home to Jets, home to Ravens, at Pittsburgh, home to Cincinnati on a Sunday night late in the season. It's a lot for Miami. How do you like that Tennessee didn't get any? Tennessee and New Orleans didn't get a single night game.
I'm not sure if I said this yet. I feel like this came up. I would have thought they would get a Thursday. It's the number one overall pick. Like, new quarterback, slide them a Thursday. Tennessee. New Orleans, I guess I understand. If somebody's going to get left out, they're probably the team that would have come to mind first as being left out. But, yeah, I think Tennessee, with the number one overall pick quarterback, I would have thought they'd get an early season Thursday night. Like, hey, here's Cam Ward.
They don't have the greatest schedule. I guess it's AFC South, it'll never look that appealing. All the division games just kind of look like junk games. That's the whole, before Prime showed up, that was always the joke about right. Thursday Night Football. It's always Tennessee Rush and Jacksonville.
Right. In a rainstorm, probably.
Yeah. So, you know, it's New England, Denver, week one. They play the NFC West. I guess there's not a game there that really just looks fun. They do play the Chiefs, and but the Chiefs are already on, every other of their games is already on at night, so
right.
You can't have them all. Week 17, New Orleans at Tennessee. Could be big. Well, Tennessee might be a little better than worst record in the league. Who knows, though? If the guy's good, they'll be better than they were. If Ward is good, how many games do they win? Like six or seven?
Yeah.
No primetime games for the Titans or the Saints. Carolina gets one, a Monday night game in week 12 at the Niners. Jacksonville gets two. Jacksonville gets one with the Chiefs. The other standalone game they have is in London, so that's a morning game. Indianapolis gets one, week 16 against the 49ers. Cleveland gets none. Forgot about them. They have a game in London in week 5 against Minnesota and no night games. I guess it makes sense. Jets have two. I'm glad that's not more. New York, you know? I'm glad that's not more.
How many do the Giants have?
The Giants have three. Chiefs, Eagles, Patriots. Week 13, Monday night at the Patriots.
I think you got to take only five New York primetime games. I think that's I'm pleasantly surprised that there's only five of those games. I mean,
totally
what you just said about the Jets only having two. That because it's New York, you know, so you might just think they're going to get extras here or there just because. I mean, really, what they got is just because they're New York. Like, no, unless people think the Giants sneaky, but I don't know. The division is so loaded now.
Yep, I'll take that too. 803-0550 to join us. We'll get to the PGA Championship. Brian Koziol joins us again today, coming up in about 15 minutes to go over round one. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.